It's Sean Mullins from his debut disc, Soul's Core. That is Lullaby. You know, he definitely hit it big with this debut disc of his. Got some limited editions still supposedly available if you check out his website, www.seanmullins.com. Also, he is up for some Grammys, including Best Male Pop Vocalist, up against Eagle Eye Cherry, so that's going to be a tough one. But congratulations to Sean Mullins. Hey, this is Dee Dee. Coming up, we got Lenny Kravitz, Shania Twain, and Jules joining us next inside the bus.
If you're overweight, listen closely. Beep, 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 beep.
It's Jewel from her sophomore CD, Spirits. That is Hands. Hey, this is Dee Dee. Good afternoon. Checking in with our staff meteorologist for tonight. It's going to get down to 32, then slowly rising. Going to get some on and off freezing rain, so definitely be careful out there. Tomorrow, some more light rain is possible, mainly in the afternoon, a high of 42. So the meltdown is continuing. You know, fog comes along with that, especially like this morning. So make sure you listen to Steve Corey tomorrow morning. He'll be hooking you up with your morning rush hour travel times, as well as this afternoon. We're going to be checking in with Marty Jones. But right now, we got Madonna. This is Ray of Lights, 100.7 The Bus.
Today's hottest hits.
Are you ready?
On 100.7. Plus.
Do you enjoy that?
And the Southwest Burbs' hottest hit.
You're unbelievable.
It's EMF, a little retro road trip. We're throwing the bus in reverse. Unbelievable. I dig that song. Hey, this is Dee Dee. It is hump day. Are you enjoying your Wednesday? Just a couple more days until the weekend, because I count down starting on Sunday, waiting for the next weekend. How are you going to spend it? Well, the following weekend, you got to start planning your time out right. I'm going to be at the Bridge Club in Romeoville. It's on 135th Street. I'm going to be DJing. It's a bus party next Friday night, the 29th. So you should come out and join us and check out what everything's going to be. We're going to have some drinks and some music, and you can come and harass me in person. That'll be really cool. Hey, coming up, we got C'est la Vie and Green Day. Time of Your Life. It's the Bus.
Well, I'm watching this Louisiana cooking show. You should have heard how this guy talk. He's cutting.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Listen to me. Why do you listen?
Today's hottest hit, 100.7.
Honest. Listen.
The Bus. Playing today's hottest hits for Tinley Park and Morris at 100.7 The Bus.
It's the Backstreet Boys from their debut disc that sold 9 billion copies. They're up for a couple Grammy nominations, you know what I was trying to say, February 24th. in L.A. They lost their nice little gig in New York. Something about their mayor and the head of the Grammys getting into a huge fight last year. Anyways, they're going to be in L.A. this year, so we'll check that out February 24th. We got KWS. Please don't go. It's the bus.
Please don't go.
What's next?
Come in, lazy breath.
It's all here at 100.7 The Bus.
Some people say I look like me dad. What do you think?
Upgrade your radio.
File download. Day's hottest hit.
WBVS, Cold City, Joliet, The Bus.
It's Britney Spears' Baby One More Time from her debut disc of the same title. Hey, good afternoon, this is Dee Dee. That girl is 17 years old and she's making more money than me. Man, that makes me very jealous. 815-774-5781. That is the number to get a hold of me. Coming up this hour, we got the Goo Goo Dolls. New music from Cher. Yes, she's 50 in plastic, but she still sounds good. Puff Daddy Cake, Natalie and Brulia. We'll also be checking in with Marty Jones in just a few minutes to see how the roadways are holding up in the Southwest burbs. Thank God it's not snowing or raining right now. We're knocking on wood. It's not coming later on until later on this evening, hopefully after the rush hour. But right now we got Matchbox 20. This is Push. Today's hottest hits are 100.7. It's The Bus.
She said, I don't know if I've ever been good enough.